Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Justice Department expected to indict former FBI Director James Comey for perjury, alleging that he lied to Congress during his 2020 hearing about the handling of the Russian collusion investigation.
Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it.
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak?
I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
A Virginia grand jury will decide whether or not to indict Comey in the coming days, as the five-year deadline to bring charges is Tuesday.
Yeah. And this is not going to be easy. Lee, catch the part about the Virginia jury.
Yeah.
They've got so many problems here. And folks on our side say, why don't they just charge them? Charge them with what? Charge them where?
Yeah.
Here's your problem. Number one, you got to get it past the judge to even, I mean, you're going to have all kinds of jurisdictional problems here because honestly, the jurisdiction really is DC. Mm-hmm. But we have a problem, folks. Twice in the last 6 weeks, D.C. juries have refused to indict Democrats because they're all Democrats. What, 90% for Kamala Harris, a little over 90 in D.C., even when presented with video evidence of a person assaulting a federal agent. They didn't disagree that he did it. They wouldn't indict because he's a Democrat and they are. I don't think that Comey, no matter what Comey did, is indictable in D.C. So the first problem is they've got to move to the Eastern District of Virginia and Hail Mary that for jurisdiction, okay? Because again, D.C. is now a rogue post-American territory. Its court system is. We had Michael Sussman, who, when they interviewed the juror, agreed, yeah, he broke the law. He went to the FBI, lied, presented false evidence to them. That's a felony. And they agreed. The jury agreed that the government proved his case. But they were all Democrats, and they're like, yeah, we just don't like Trump, so not guilty. You can't try him there, and you can't even indict him there anymore. So now we're in Eastern District of Virginia. Is that much better, Lee?
Don't know.
It's going to be loaded with Democrats on that, you know, grand jury that's supposedly impaneled right now who are living off of printed money. They're the ones who live in these McMansions. You own a condo there. You're living off of printed government money. And if you've ever driven around there, you see, I mean, you go 20 minutes in an Uber past all of it. That's what the government printed money has built. People live off of it. And, you know, all those NGOs, all that money that, you know, that Doge found. By the way, there haven't been any indictments for that, amazingly. But anyway, so this is what you're up against with James Comey, okay? So when Donald Trump did what he just did, he fired the Eastern District attorney, replaced him, a federal attorney, replaced him with a personal attorney, former personal lawyer, Lindsey Halligan, because he felt like this wasn't moving fast enough. But this is very, very hard, what they're trying to do. It would be easier if we could move it down to Florida. But I don't know we can. The statute of limitations on Comey is about to expire on Tuesday. They've got to move fast. There's a decent, I put a 50-50 chance the government's humiliated here.
Yeah.
That this grand jury refuses to indict, and can you get a conviction? I don't think you can. I mean, not in Eastern Virginia. I mean, yeah, I know they've got a Republican governor in Glenn, blanking on his name. Youngkin.
Yeah.
But I just, that close to D.C., that's a bunch of liberals. I don't know that justice is possible no matter what crimes James Comey committed. As you listen to that clip there, here's what they're saying. James Comey illegally leaked classified information to build the case for Russian collusion, but also for a Trump impeachment. Andrew McCabe testified that Comey directed him to illegally leak classified information. Every instance of that is a felony. So they're going to try to get him not on the leaking, because that's before the statute of limitations, but on the, the perjury on it.
Right. Testimony before Congress. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting the way he answered that, because he didn't deny the charge. He simply said he stands by his previous testimony.
Yeah, because he's a liar.
Yeah. Well, he's also, former FBI director. He's an attorney and he knows the biz.
He knows the biz. Yeah. So, and he was leaking for years. He would pass it through this friend of his who is a professor. The professor has admitted that they did it. This is a felony. Unfortunately, a lot of that is covered by the statute of limitations. And if you want to know what you could really get this guy on, unfortunately covered by the statute of limitations, he perjured himself before the FISA court 4 times to get the warrants to spy on Trump. Everything he was handing in was made up. It came from the Hillary Clinton campaign. He knew it. And he signed on under penalty of perjury. But again, statute of limitations.
Yeah.
So this is here's what's interesting to me, though. They were saying the only way around statute of limitations is a RICO case. It's got to be a conspiracy that's ongoing. Yep. That's what we were told weeks ago.
Yeah.
Those are hard to prove, because you got to prove the crime and the conspiracy. It's hard to do. But if you can do it, you can get around the statute of limitations. But at least from what's leaking out here so far, I don't know if they're going to do that or if they're just going to go straight up perjury. And Lee, either way, I just don't see how you can get a East Virginia jury to convict. You need a unanimous. Yeah. I just don't see. I think if anything, this is going to blow up in Trump's face, and the mainstream media is going to say, "See, he was always innocent."
Yeah, there are so many allies within the judicial system and the legal system in that area for the liberal progressive secularists that are guilty of all this stuff. That's why I've said from the outset. You are absolutely right in saying we should have people go to prison. There's probably dozens in the Biden administration that should be in prison. It's not going to happen. Political capital, the political will, is just not there. And the availability of true justice is just not there.
The only hope that they have that I can see is they'd have to build some kind of case around the Mar-a-Lago raid, because that would give them the jurisdiction in Florida and they'd be back in American territory, not post-American Marxist territory.
That's a short slide there, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to get a real jury. This is becoming a problem. We're seeing the same pattern. I've been on this for 2 days all over the country. It is causing the attempted murder of ICE agents. And that is this, that's police do not come in blue jurisdictions when the black bloc thugs lock you in your federal building. They let you surround it. They let them assault and attack these ICE agents. You call 911. We've documented now in Eugene, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, L.A., Chicago. Nobody comes. Now we've seen the thing in Sacramento. You fire bullets into an ABC newsroom because you don't want to watch the Charlie Kirk tribute and you want Jimmy Kimmel back. They let you out in less than 24 hours, even after the police find a kill list in your front seat with Donald Trump's name on it. It's lawless. These court systems are lawless. These jurors can be depended on to be heavily Democrat and completely brainwashed. You can't do these cases there. So it's going to be interesting to see if this is their only shot at James Comey. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's why Pam Bondi's hesitating. This is not a conspiracy. This is not her protecting deep state. This is not that. I don't know how I would do this.
Yeah.
And somebody just texted me, Tara, why did they wait till deadline was here? Well, Trump was out of office.
Yeah.
And they were trying to put him in prison.
Right. And there were plenty of other things that were probably a little bit more important to deal with. But yeah, and folks, these people know this stuff.
Yeah, they know this.
They know this. And they know when they can get away with things, when the statute of limitations runs out, and then they can sit there and claim, oh, this is just political retribution. And then they've got the mainstream media that will go along with it and demonize the whoever the Department of Justice head is, or whoever the prosecutor is, or whatever administration is trying to do this. They'll, you know, call it just political retribution.
Look, we've seen things that I thought were impossible. Trump was facing 700 years in prison across five cases.
And boy, how did that turn around?
Nobody gets out of that. That's like Houdini in a box with chains wrapped around it underwater, right? But he did. So look, I'm not going to say it couldn't happen, but I don't see a path with this case. Yeah. They're going to have to go Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. You know, like, they may get creative in a way I don't understand. Maybe using wires that cross somewhere in a place that's not a post-American territory. Again, Florida is the best I could think of. Just, you know, where you're going to get normal Americans on a jury. Mm-hmm. But even then,
at least the majority of normal Americans.
Yeah. Even then, though, you're still going to run the risk. You got to get unanimous, you know, vote to convict. You're going to get a liberal on there, brainwashed for years, thinks he's living through, you know, a Nazi insurgency. And it's not going to matter. As after he hears the word Donald Trump, he's not going to hear anything after that. So I don't know if justice is possible in America for these people, but I do think there is something we can do that we're not doing. We have to purge the FBI, and I mean purge hard. I'm talking two-thirds gone.
I've been saying for quite some time that and every other federal agency that there is.
That should be
the focus.
It's got
to go deep and wide.
And think,
deep and wide.
Think about for a minute how entitled James Comey is. This is a former FBI director. Don't forget this in this time of violence, who felt fine tweeting 8647, absolute
joking
death threat.
About a threat against the sitting president of the United States, joking about it, putting it on social media. I mean, it's just like, how do you people that support him even support that? That was just dumb.
He was trying to market
distasteful.
His book, and he wanted Trump to send the Secret Service to his house so he could say Gestapo, Gestapo, Gestapo.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I got to look up the book sales. Did anybody buy that thing? I don't know, but maybe they did. I don't know. But I mean, when you've got the former FBI director suggesting killing Trump would, you know, maybe be a good thing, you wonder why we have bloodshed all over the country this morning. Well, there you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, obviously James Comey, guilty James Comey, may never be convicted in a proper court, but in the court of public opinion, he is guilty. I vote that whenever we mention his name publicly, we proceeded with the moniker disgraced FBI director Jim Comey. Another texter writes, Biden should be in prison for treason. Yeah, across so many cases, honestly, I'd have to return to my notes to keep track. Texter writes, no one Trump promised to put in jail during his campaign has been put there. Why would we think Comey would go? That's not on Trump. We've had things literally really change even in the months since the campaign. I'm not defending them. I'm just being realistic about how hard this is going to be to put these people in prison. I mean, we now have, do not forget this, the D.C. court is gone. It's not in America. I mean, it's physically in America, but it's not American. It's not recognizable. Twice in the last month, including one time assault on an ICE officer recorded on video, grand jury refused to indict. I've never seen that in my life. Grand jury's indicted at a 90% rate. The threshold of evidence is very low. And they had a video. And they were very clear. The media covered it. You can look it up. They're Democrats. They're in D.C. They, you know, you assault an ICE officer, they like that. They think that's cool. And they're not indicting. They want more of it. So if you can't get an indictment, you can't try these people. And their crimes occur in D.C. So that's why they're moving to the Eastern District of Virginia. But all this is new. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Meanwhile, what happened yesterday in Texas, folks? We're finding out who the shooter is, and he is not a good shot, or he would have killed more. It's a guy who just indiscriminately opened fire. He happened to hit the illegal immigrants, which is terrible. There should be no loss of life. Joshua John, who carried out the shooting on the ICE facility, deleted his, wiped out his social media beforehand. Why? Because he didn't want to be associated with the left. That's why. Because he's a leftist. Joshua John's profile picture is got a hammer and sickle, the sign of communism. And he's carrying a Kalashnikov, grinning, and he's got a Russian cap on from the Soviet era. That's who he is. Underneath, it says, Glorious Exposition Comrade. And he's got multiple self-proclaimed connections to Antifa. Uses all kinds of Communist Party imagery. And again, the profile photo is of an armed communist with a hammer and sickle. That's who he is. We don't know how many of them are out there, folks. I mean, we may end up having one of these attacks on an ICE facility every day. Meanwhile, Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, saying they're going to have to, like, military grade fortify these against attack. Think about that. On American soil, military grade fortify these against attack, which is the goal. Which is the goal. I'll let Illinois Governor J.D. Pritzker, Democrat, explain. So they got to get the troops in, got to get the armored vehicles in. Maybe we're going to have to go tanks. I don't know. To hold off these liberals, these lunatic Marxists who think they're fighting a Gestapo-like regime. It's what the Democrats want. They want Trump to have to protect these people military style. I'll let J.D. Pritzker explain where they're going with this. This is the new narrative.
One of the reasons Donald Trump wants to send troops into American cities is because he wants to be able to take control of the 2026 elections. If they've got troops in cities and it becomes a kind of norm for people, then it won't be abnormal for them when they're going to vote having troops at the ballot boxes. He'll say that he's protecting the ballot. And if he thinks that his party isn't going to win, then they very well could do what they suggested they were going to do in 2020, which is take control of the ballot boxes.
See? So you got to get the imagery so they can run on CNN, brainwash the sheeple, of all of the military coming in. And they're going to have to come in to protect these ICE agents, as I demonstrated in the first hour. Because of the attacks on these facilities all over the country. And then number two, because Democrat cities are refusing to send police when the ICE agents call 911 because they're surrounded. Again, this has happened in just in the last week in Eugene, Oregon, in Portland, Oregon. It happened in Chicago. And it happened in L.A., where Karen Bass personally went to the dispatch center when the ICE building was surrounded. UK Daily Mail reported this and would not allow them to dispatch the police to save the ICE agents, even though they were overwhelmed. So that's how they ring the dinner bell. That's how they communicate to these Antifa guys. Hey, come on in, do this. You're going to be cool. We got you. This guy picked Dallas. Not really that way there. But it is in these liberal cities. What's going to happen? They don't send the police to put the ICE agents in mortal risk, forcing Donald Trump's hand. He's going to have to come in with more federal police. He's going to have to get heavy-handed. Folks, did you see what happened in Eugene, Oregon? Do you realize this? I was on the air in the 8 o'clock hour talking about Eugene. Because what had happened, this was two nights ago. Yeah, not last night, the night before. Eugene, Oregon, ICE facility. The violent black bloc thugs show up. They surround the building. They block the doors. There's more of them than there are ICE agents. ICE agents call 911, but it's a liberal city, so the police don't come. Think about that. So this is the Democrats. This is coordinated because it's going on multiple cities. The police don't come. Why? They want to force Trump to send in federal troops. So what ultimately happened in Eugene is when the police did not come to stop the violent black blocs, Trump had to send in federal police and federal SWAT teams to liberate the ICE agents trapped inside and presumably some illegals too. And the liberal media rolls camera. See, look at Trump. Look at him. Look at these guys dressed in black. Look at he's using SWAT teams on these poor liberal protesters. See how it goes? And then that imagery is then used to feed the next round of violence by liberal lunatics. That and this.
Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?
And Gavin Newsom.
It is the largest private domestic army of its type, police force anywhere in the world. He'll have 30,000 people that increasingly appear to be swearing an oath of office to him, not the Constitution. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. No oversight, zero accountability. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here.
And what do you get? Senator Ted Cruz.
Politically motivated violence is wrong. This is the third shooting in Texas directed at ICE or CBP. This must stop.
He forgot to add, since June.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who are provoking these communist shooters that open fire. We're now finding out from deleted social media posts that the shooter was a communist. Communist imagery all over his site, as well as Antifa references and slogans. That's who he is. Tried to help the left out by deleting it before he opened fire, but it didn't work. But it's not his fault, according to MSNBC national correspondent. No. It's ICE agents' fault.
We've also seen very dramatic videos of ICE nabbing individuals and tossing them into unmarked vehicles. A lot of these ICE agents have been masked, and so it has been very divisive. And there's been a lot of fear in the different communities where we've been reporting.
See, she's doing it again. Same thing as Gavin Newsom. People are afraid. They just get thrown into vehicles. Brown and black people, Gavin Newsom says. Nobody knows when they're going to come and take you. Well, I'm going to answer that question. They're not going to take you if you're an American citizen. Not going to happen. They're not going to take you if you take Donald Trump up on his offer, as 1.6 million people have, of a free plane ticket, no questions asked, and $1,000 for your trouble to fly back home. They're not going to take you if you're an illegal immigrant. But see, they act like Trump's scooping up citizens. Notice they never make the distinction. People are falling for this. And you know who else is driving it? Jimmy Kimmel. Former head of the Border Patrol Union, former Border Patrol agent, Art Del Cueto, talked about this. And he was asked, look, on Fox News, in a wake of the shade, you know, Art, do you think that the Democrats will finally tone down their rhetoric in the wake of this? Here's what he said.
You know what it is they'll flip the script and they'll make it sound like they're going to tone it down. And look, take Jimmy Kimmel, case in point, the awful things he said on his show. But then he turns around when he comes back. First of all, he didn't offer the apology. And I get that. He wasn't going to do it. I wasn't expecting it. But he turned around the narrative and he made it about himself, made himself be the victim. And I think that's what we're going to see. We're going to have them turn it around, make excuses, make themselves be the victim.
Exactly. That is exactly what's going to happen. Want to jump on over to this. Comment on the text line. And I have thought, with, I understand where this texter is coming from. They're disagreeing with me, and that's okay. Then I want to address this, okay? This person writes, they've perfectly orchestrated the previously conservative Republicans to celebrate and cheer for people to be fired for social media posts, now promote stormtrooper-like law enforcement, cheer more wars, larger omnibus spending, both parties and their media work together to achieve this end. Wow. Okay. I could spend the rest of the show on that. Let me take apart a couple of pieces of it. They've perfectly orchestrated, let's start with the first part, the previously conservative Republicans to celebrate and cheer for people to be fired for social media posts. You're wrong. You're wrong. No. For social media posts, finish the sentence, celebrating the murder of a person. This is not quid pro quo. That is a legitimate reason for firing someone. You can not have them in front of children. And any conservative that does it needs to go out the door, and I'll be the first to say it. But let me tell you the difference between us and them, and I hope the country saw it this week because you're leaving this out. They brutally censored us for years. We're only learning the ways now, including this week with YouTube admitting, quote, Biden made us censor, unquote. Whereas when Pam Bondi came out and said we're going to prosecute hate speech, it was our side that went wild, with Matt Walsh dropping an F-bomb on her and telling her, what are you doing? I went off on her. We all went off on her. What are you talking about? No, we don't censor. That was the reaction from our side. Okay. So, and she backed down, by the way. She walked that back, which is good. She said she was going to prosecute the Office Depot people who refused to print a flyer for Charlie Kirk's funeral. All of us, including me and much bigger people online, flipped out over that. What are you talking about? We've been fighting for 20 years not to have to bake some perverse, grotesque cake. You going to throw that away? No, leave those people at Office Depot alone. Let their boss fire them, which they did. Good. Yeah, you'll be fired for what you do at work. But you don't have your First Amendment rights taken away. So I would disagree with you on this. Okay, let's take the second part. Now they promote stormtrooper-like law enforcement. They've gotten both sides to do it. No, that's not happening here. It's not. Let me tell you why. The rules on the books are very clear about illegal immigration. And that is who is being hired here, the 10,000, to enforce federal law on the books with illegal immigration. They were building an actual, so the target is illegal immigrants who are not only not citizens, but already have deportation orders and criminal records, 900,000 of them. We've gotten 400,000 so far. You don't want them removed? We should leave them there? Then you work to change the laws in the books. We are executing law. Now, let me make the contrast. They were working on a stormtrooper-like army to answer to them, too. But it was an IRS army, 80,000 strong, who was going to go after moms and dads who have side gigs and get paid through Venmo. We understand why they wanted to hire and funded this army. We know why now, because of the massive expropriation and fraudulent stealing of money through the Treasury for their NGOs, billions of dollars. I mean, when Kamala Harris goes with a $4 billion check to Virginia to drop it off at an NGO that then distributes to six more Democrat NGOs, they were robbing us blind. Their army was going to come for us. Do you realize 80,000 IRS agents breaks down to less than 12 adult taxpayers per agent? You can harass people full time. You can follow their Venmo full time to shake them down for the Democrats. That right there is stormtrooper-like law enforcement. It targets America, targets American citizens. I mean, we're going to have to turn over our Venmo accounts. Every mom who collects $600 from the team to go buy snacks for the rest of the year is going to have to answer to the IRS, and her personal minder at the IRS. And never forget, IRS politically persecutes. We just found some of the lowest learner people inside the IRS we hadn't gotten yet for politically persecuting people, for auditing them because they didn't like their politics. There is no comparison between us and them. None whatsoever. But I do worry about the optics. Not the actual optics, but the Democrats spinning the optics. But if we were to do what they want, answer what you're saying, if we were to, I'm with you in worrying about the optics, but if we were to do what they want is leave the 25 million illegals here so that the next time we win a big enough majority in Congress, and mark my words, they will, we vote for amnesty and we live in a one-party system like China, you take your pick. Which do you want? Some optics that the Democrats will spin or to live in a Chinese-style system? And there is no in-between. There's none. And that's the answer to your question. But thank you for listening to the show and for sending your text. Well, in a massive surprise for the experts, little reported news that American small business confidence has surged to a near decade high. Guess who was right again? Near decade high small business confidence. Let's hope that translates into jobs and GDP growth. Interesting. Meanwhile, did you see this online? My daughter was talking to me about this the other day. Mom, what are they? I'm like, she's 17. These women have no sense. They're online. They're pregnant and they're downing Tylenol. These liberal women, just to prove, just to stick it to Trump, because he says if you're pregnant, you shouldn't take Tylenol. And this, you should see, it was trending on TikTok. It's women doing it on Instagram. Okay, but that's crazy. First of all, Tylenol. The company, Tylenol, the brand, for 40 years has told pregnant women not to take Tylenol when pregnant. Whew. These women are pretty crazy. They haven't even had the kids yet. A lot of them got them crazy eyes. You know those crazy eyes. Okay, number two. I'm kind of an expert on being pregnant. I've done it, you know, four times. And so when you're pregnant, the thing your doctor says to you, and you know this, ladies, back me up on this, you're not going to want to take any over-the-counter medication while you're pregnant. If you get, you know, if you have a very high fever, call me. You know, if you're getting trouble, something like that, then call me, but do not take it. Don't even take cold medicine. I can remember many times pregnant with a cold and just being miserable, knowing I have to go to work the next day. And I'm just going to be up all night. I mean, I'm sitting up in bed, propped up on a pillow because I can't take anything. My nasal, my sinuses are running. You can't take anything. Everybody knows this. It's been that way for decades. If you ask your doctor, should I take a Tylenol? No. Tylenol says no. Your doctor says no, don't take any medicine. Again, if you have a high fever, call me. We'll talk about it. Standard advice. I'm an expert at this. I've carried human beings in my belly. So, yeah, that's crazy, y'all. Texter writes, President Trump, please come out and say that breathing is good for you. Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. Trump went about it wrong. He should have come out and said that you should inject yourself with bleach. He didn't actually say that. You shouldn't inject yourself with bleach. He never said the thing about the bleach. Yeah, you should never inject yourself with bleach. Some moron on TikTok. Never mind. Forget it. I'm joking. These people are insane. Insane. Texter writes here, with these women taking the Tylenol, how crazy they obviously are. You got to wonder who is, how do I put this? Who put that baby in there? I don't want to know. This segment is over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.